I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Supporters of the Equal Rights Amendment plan to rally at the Illinois Capitol next Tuesday. The federal amendment that guarantees equal treatment for women is still two states short of ratification. Barbara Giolito is with a Rockford area coalition of ERA supporters. She says Tuesday's rally is important, and so is registering comments online by Monday at the General Assembly's website.
If there's a huge amount of support, it's harder for our opponents to actually vote against it because they know they're going to be hearing from their constituents if they do.
The Illinois Senate already passed the ERA. It could go before the House as early as next week if leadership feels it has enough votes. In other news, a measure aimed at bolstering transparency when it comes to the governor's staff and salaries is headed to Governor Bruce Rauner's desk. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
The idea was first introduced by Democratic Comptroller Susana Mendoza. It requires the governor to disclose his total office staff. A longstanding practice has seen governors pay some staff with money from outside agencies in an effort to deflate the appearance of their budgets. This change would outlast the current governor, as discussed by State Senator Sue Rezin, a Morris Republican, and the bill's sponsor, Andy Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill.
Do you feel, after the election, regardless of who wins in November, that this bill will still stay in effect regardless of the outcome in November?
Senator Menar.
Yes, I would.
The measure to end the practice passed unanimously in the House and earned only 7 no votes in the Senate. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
An Illinois man charged with threatening violence at gay bars who was mistakenly released from jail is once again behind bars. Sheriff's spokeswoman Kara Smith says 31-year-old Shane Sleeper was taken into custody on Chicago's North Side Thursday. Sleeper was released Tuesday by jail officials because the misdemeanor charges against him had been dropped. They didn't realize that the charges were only dropped to facilitate the filing of felony charges of state terrorism, hate crime, and harassment, and that he was ordered held without bail. Sleeper was arrested in February. Authorities say he suggested to one bar that Chicago would see a similar mass shooting to the one that occurred at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando that left 49 people dead. And an Illinois bill would allow veterans organizations to install gambling machines in communities that otherwise prohibit them. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. In the news today, the point person on trade at the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the Trump administration is still considering new tariffs on China, even though he says the timing is bad for farmers. The trade dispute is putting many farmers and ranchers in the Midwest on edge because exports provide a market for extra meat and grain raised here in the United States. Ted McKinney is the undersecretary for trade at the USDA and says some economic turbulence was expected.
I would just encourage our farmers and our ranchers, and for that matter, our processors, to be patient because this is a longer road, and I think the outcome will be good.
The American Soybean Association called on the administration recently to resolve its trade issues with China without using tariffs. The Illinois Senate has voted to protect college graduates who are having trouble paying back their student loans. Under current law, the state can revoke someone's professional license for defaulting on a student loan. Senator Scott Bennett of Champaign says that doesn't make sense.
We want to encourage lenders to loan money. We want to have people borrow to get education. It's a great investment, but there's no question that they can't pay back that debt if they lose their job. So to have a teacher, an engineer, a veterinarian lose their license because they can't pay their student debt, it's just counterproductive.
Bennett's bill prohibits the suspension or revocation of professional licenses over student debt issues. The measure passed the Senate. It's now headed to the House for further consideration. I'm Jennifer Fuller.